All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here at the rehearsals for the last match musical with a friend of the show. Got to put over Battlefield Pro Wrestling, of course.
Always looking crisp.
Throw them up. Just throw them up now. We got lots to talk about. Afa Anuai, Afa Jr., thanks for making a few minutes. How are you, bro?
Thank you so much. I'm tired.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm tired. I just had a crazy last 2 weeks from WrestleMania all the way through rehearsals. And, you know, last night was my father's farewell show in Florida.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was last night, and I'm here today, this morning.
Look at you.
So I made it back.
You got
always
the reins to something. You got handed
that's right.
Past
the
torch. No pun intended.
Yeah. So
it's not Battlefield. There's another promotion.
There is another promotion. So as everyone knows, I have Battlefield Pro Wrestling. I own that, and we've been running that on Premier Streaming Network and throughout the Northeast. Also, my father's company, WXW, World Extreme Wrestling, has been around for the last 27 years.
Wow.
He had just retired and stepped away from the business completely.
Wow.
For the first time in 80 years, I'm pretty much going to say it's the first time in my whole life that I've ever seen my dad not have the business around him.
Wow.
Not that it's not around him, but you know what I mean, that he's running and calling the shots. So my father, he stepped down and he passed the torch, you know, to me. So I will be taking over WXW, and I also will be running Battlefield Pro Wrestling, two completely separate companies. It's a lot to do, but I'm up for the task.
Awesome, man. We'll get into last match stuff real quick, but shameless promo. I got to give you your flowers. We always like to do that here on
the
show.
Thank you.
Battlefield, obviously I got to put over Vicky, you know, because this way I don't sleep on the couch.
That's right.
Smart man. But Afa, I got to say, she's thankful for the opportunities you give her as well, but also put over some of your students, because I was saying to Bull, sometimes you work a lot of the same people,
yeah.
You don't get a lot of opportunities, and she got to work, I believe it was Kate Thorne,
yep.
Was blown away. Yeah. I don't want to pull it back too much, but was blown away. I said to Vicky, I'm like, you might be her, you know, with respect to your family, of course. You might be her Roman.
Mm-hmm.
They all got a little something going, and sometimes you have that dance partner. I'm an outsider looking in, but I mean, they're both very good.
Right.
But
sometimes
this girl
it just clicks.
Yeah, this girl might be ahead of her years. Put her over Battlefield, man.
So Kate Thorne is my youngest active performer in the Battlefield. She just turned 18.
Wow, good for her.
So when she wrestled Vicky, I believe that was her third match ever.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
That first time, yeah, that was her third match. She's had a couple since their second go. But their second go, they beat the crap out of each other, man. And I really loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved it. But yeah, so Kate Thorne has been busting her butt. She's also in the theater world. So she has that background. Also, one of my students, Terry Adonis, he just got casted as the Cannonball
he's being Cannonball
He's gonna be the Cannonball.
That's awesome.
So that's another one of my students. Those two, pretty much top of their class. We have a lot of great students like V Marino and JJ Smith. The list goes on and on. We got Code Red. We got, you know, if you're a fan of the Battlefield, pretty much 90% of the people in the Battlefield train at the Battlefield, and then the other 10% are the top of the class. You know what I mean? It's the top of the lineup in the independent circuit. So that's what we offer at the Battlefield. And now that WXW is coming, it's going to be a whole new beast. You know, there's a lot of history coming with there. So that's going to be very fun to plan that creatively.
It's a good product. Shout out Big Sean, everyone over there. I got to shout you guys out. All the love.
Yeah, Big Sean and SDF, the production team. Like the whole Battlefield crew, man. I couldn't do it without all of them. You know what I mean? We have no weak links. Everybody from the ring crew all the way up to the main event guys, like everybody pulls their weight. There's no egos involved, you know, and we're happy around here, you know. We're rooting each other on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's cliche, but we're like a big family. You know, the Battlefield really is a big family.
As it should
be. We go out together. We hang out together. We're always together. We travel together. We do other independent shows together. We do ring crew together. Like, it's the way I was brought up in the business through WXW. So it's the way that I, it's the only way I know how to pass back and raise this next generation.
I love it, man. Let's talk shop a little bit. You know, we got Afa. You were so proud of what you had accomplished in the first run of this show. Now
as
you guys are going on tour. We talked to Bull about it. You got some new actors and actresses coming in.
Yep.
Some of them don't even know what pro wrestling is, bro. How's it been this time around? Because let's be real, Ramin, I think he did a show at Outlaw.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
he wanted to train. He fell in love with it. We talked about it before, the Broadway audience and the Broadway actors seeing the wrestling fan reaction
to this. Such a
cool
mix.
Man. What's the feeling right now with these rehearsals and this new crop going?
I think it's going great. You know, obviously this cast is a little bit different than the last cast, so I don't really like to compare, you know, because they're different. You know, we had some age things to handle with in the last one that we don't have this time, you know, so we have youth on our side this time. But it's just a brand new world for them. So it's going to take them, you know, just the reps, you know, getting in the ring and getting their, you know, breaking a sweat, so to speak, in there to get used to it. But I feel like this cast right here is going to do an outstanding job. The vocals that they have are just as good, if not better, than the last.
I'm not saying that as a shot, but I'm saying it.
Man, they did good. They did good. The vocals in
That's great to hear.
I'm still getting goosebumps even all through rehearsals. I've been here for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a great time.
I heard you have a pretty good singing voice through the grapevine.
Just throwing that out there. Allegedly.
Fair enough. And your excitement level right now, because you guys are taking it on the road. Jersey City Bulls very excited. You're no stranger to traveling the whole planet, man.
Right.
What's your excitement level going on this tour?
I'm really excited to get back on the road. It's, you know, between wrestling and this, and to do wrestling and this, it's a combination of both for me. So it's a blessing, you know, just to be on the road and travel the road with my brothers like Bull and Matt, and, you know, and to be able to bring some of my students along the way, and, you know, a couple of the guys that we're going to be casting throughout the tour, you know, as one night guys. And there's a lot of cool things that's going to happen, you know, in the musical.
I think that's cool because correct me if I'm wrong, I'm guessing the philosophy is like, we might be showcasing some different indie talent as we go along. I don't know if that's kind of the philosophy, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be showcasing a lot of wrestling talent all along the way. So pretty much every stop along the way, you'll see some new talent that you might not see in the night before. So it's one of those tours where it's like, man, if you come to one show, it's not that you've seen every show. You know what I mean? Like other shows, you go to one show and it doesn't change. It's the same show every night. This show will have a different feel pretty much every night, and that's what's exciting about it for me, and that's what, you know, keeps me going.
I love it. I gotta ask a cliche one. You already know where it's going off of, man. First of all, I'm glad to see you healthy and doing well. I think Pops is healthy and doing well now, man. You're killing it, man. He was the opener at the beginning of the last show. I think Bull said there were some changes, man, but those two, you guys always slug it out.
Come
for that. I gotta ask you, man, you know, WrestleMania, we saw a lot of the family going, a lot of stuff going on with the family. We saw Tama Tonga show up the other day.
Yeah.
A lot of rumors, and I'm not that guy, I'm not going to poke and prod. A lot of rumors Jacob Fatu might be involved. I'll leave it at that. Can we see Afa Jr., please, back with the Bloodline, man? Your thoughts on that, man? I don't want to poke too much, but I got to ask, man.
Well, you know,
see him back.
There was rumors that I was spotted around Philadelphia on night two.
Ooh, okay.
Again, speculation.
Okay.
Speculated. We'll leave it at that.
Anything could happen in the World Wrestling Federation.
I think we're gonna have to be
nice.
I think before next time we talk to him, we're gonna have to go through some proper channels before we're able to talk to him again. Afa, thanks for a few minutes.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks
for having me, guys.
Appreciate it, brother.
Continue
success,
man.
Thank you.